We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way, and this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of presenting this broadcast service to this precious congregation today. We're so thankful that you love each one. You have your eye upon them. You see their needs, whether it be physical, spiritual, or otherwise. And we're praying that you'll minister to our precious congregation. We are trusting that you'll bless us and bless this broadcast, that it too shall be a help to precious eternity-bound souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
God understands your sorrow. He sees the falling tear and whispers, I am with thee. Then falter not nor fear. He understands your longing, your deepest grief he shares. Then let him
Sister Stacia Craig singing for us, God understands and cares. That is indeed a wonderful thought, and it's true. The Bible says, for us to cast all of our care upon him, for he careth for us. At this point in our broadcast, I'd like to invite you to visit our webpage. There you may listen to a number of our broadcasts if you have missed any. And also, if you'd like to hear some of them over, they are posted there on our webpage. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can join us in our Sunday services. They are broadcast live over the internet, and our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. Our subject for today's broadcast, Take Time to Be Holy. And our text of scripture is Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Our thoughts today will be based in part on a hymn that we have in our hymn book, and it is entitled Take Time to Be Holy. And I want to read a portion of this hymn at this time. Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing his blessings to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct his blessings shall see. Take time to be holy. Let him be thy guide. And run not before him, whatever betides. In joy or in sorrow, still follow thy Lord, and looking to Jesus, still trusting in his word. This song is in worship and is designed not only for worship, but it also instructs as well as prays. Paul wrote, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. "And take time to be holy" is such a hymn as one who not only helps us to worship God, but it also gives us instructions as to how we are to live. Now, children of God are to live holy. We are to live holy in our conduct. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation." And of course, we understand the word conversation there to mean our living, our manner of living. "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." The writer of Hebrews tells us in our text, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." And surely this passage of Scripture should bring to our attention the importance of holiness. "For without holiness no man shall see the Lord." That is, you'll not see the Lord in peace. Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. The world rushes on. Our lives can be hectic at times, and some are so fast-paced, filled with activities that consume much of our time. But the sad part about it is, though our lives are so hectic, and though they are filled with activities, we are not using our time as properly as we should in many instances. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. How many people do that, even professed Christians? How many spend much time with Jesus alone? Speaking about prayer, prayer is such an essential part of our being holy. Men are always to pray and not to faint. Luke chapter 18, verses 1. And there Jesus makes that statement before he introduces to us the parable of the widow coming to the unjust judge. The unjust judge did not fear God, did not fear man, and at first he did not pay any attention to her. But he finally did. He avenged her of her enemy because of her opportunity, because she kept coming to him, asking again and again. And so Jesus tells us men ought always to pray and not to faint. We should persevere, and we should spend much time alone with Jesus in prayer. As we look at the life of Jesus himself, we find one who spent much time in prayer. We read in the Scriptures how that he got up a great while before day and went out alone and had prayer. And if our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, had to spend much time in prayer, what about us? Of course, he is an example that we should follow. And if he had to spend much time in prayer, certainly we need to do the same. Holiness must be pursued. Notice again our text of Scripture, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14. And notice the first word, follow. And this means to put forth effort. Strive to follow holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Then we must put forth effort. We must endeavor to do that which is pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God. So holiness must be pursued. Holiness must be perfected also. As we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. Now let us back up in the 2 Corinthians here, chapter 6 and begin reading with verse 14, and we'll better understand what the Apostle Paul was saying in the first verse of chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now we are to cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh. And what is filthiness of the flesh? Anything that the Word of God forbids for the flesh is filthiness of the flesh. And we're also to cleanse ourselves of filthiness of the Spirit. And what is filthiness of the Spirit? Indulging in anything that involves the Spirit that is false and contrary to the truth of the gospel. And that would include much false religion. So we are to cleanse ourselves, and we are to perfect holiness in the fear of God. Now, the way to take time is to abide in Him always and feed on His Word. Make friends of God's children. Help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing His blessings to seek. So, instead of wasting our time with unnecessary and unprofitable things, we need to take time to be holy. We need to pursue the Word of God. We need to pursue the prayer closet. And we also need to making friends of God's children, including fellowship in worship. Again, the Apostle Paul said for us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather to reprove them. And so we need to take time to be friends of God's children, including fellowship in worship. You will get something out of a divine worship service where God is that you will not be able to get anywhere else. Yes, personal prayer life is important. Personal study of the Scriptures is important. All of these things are important indeed. But I say you will get something out of a divine worship service where God's Spirit and presence and blessings is. You'll get something out of that that you will not get anywhere else. Fellowship with the saints, blending your voices in song with other saints of God, worshiping and praising the Lord, and fellowshipping together. Now, some of the benefits of taking time, you will be blessed with renewed strength. We need to renew our strength from time to time because the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if the devil can rob us of our joy, then he is robbing us of our strength. And so we need to be renewed day by day by divine worship, personal and public. And we need to think on the things of God. The Apostle Paul in his letter to the Philippians said, if there be any virtue in these things, talking about pure things, holy things, righteous things, there be any praise, if there be any virtue, think on these things. The psalmist said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in thy sight. So one of the benefits of taking time is renewing our strength. Let Him be thy guide, and run not before Him, whatever betides. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And beloved, if the Lord directs our path, it will never be in the pathway of sin. God will never lead anyone. He will never direct anyone in the pathway of sin. If the Lord directs your path, it will be on the highway of holiness. Isaiah said in Isaiah 35, there shall be a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it is for the redeemed. The redeemed shall walk there. When he said the unclean shall not pass over it, he's talking about the unsaved. They are not on the highway of holiness. You must be redeemed from a life of sin to be able to walk on the highway of holiness. Now, the highway of holiness is the same highway that Jesus told us about on the Sermon on the Mount. He told us about two men. One of them was very foolish. He built his house upon the sand, and when the storms came, the wind blew, the rain beat upon it, that house fell, and great was the fall thereof. But the wise man built his house upon the rock. And whenever the storms came, and the winds blew, and the rains beat upon it, his house stood because it was founded upon the rock. Jesus also told us about the broad road on which many people are traveling, and the broad road leads to destruction. And he told us about the narrow way that leads to life eternal. And the whole way of holiness and the narrow way is one and the same. The way of holiness leads to eternal life. The narrow way leads to eternal life. And only the redeemed are on the highway of holiness. Only those who have passed through the door, Jesus Christ, are on the narrow way. So I say again, they are one and the same. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And again, the Word of God teaches us not to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him. And if we do acknowledge him, we will be led by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth, and the Spirit of God will never, never lead us wrong. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, more like Christ, by looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. So the song that I am referring to on the broadcast today says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world. Do not pattern after this world. But looking unto Jesus, living the kind of a life he would have us to live, we will indeed be more like him. We are also told holiness fits us for heaven. Take time to be holy. Be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above. Holiness fits us for heaven, I say. For without holiness, our text says, no man shall see the Lord. Beloved, I realize there are many in the religious world ridicule the idea of people living holy. But the Word of God teaches us that we are to live righteous and godly in this present world. The Apostle John says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Remember the need to take time. The world rushes on and would carry us along with it. Our time in this life is short. We must have our priorities right. And for us to have our priorities right, we must live holy, and we must give time to do the bidding and the will of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit take them and make them a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has been a blessing. If so, it would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And remember, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, we'd be thankful to share it with you and pray for you and pray with you. So feel free to send it in. And our mailing address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you may listen to a number of our broadcasts. And you may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And you can join us in our services Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, and Sunday evening at 6. And of course, that's Eastern Time. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin Craig inviting you to tune in next week when we bring you another Way of Truth broadcast.